You're listening to Radio ROM. Radio ROM means radio pleasure. Pleasure beyond time and space. And now, to tell you more about our program, here's the host of What's Your Karma, Mr. Don Yamaraj.
Thank you, my friend. Ladies and gentlemen, we have a real treat for you today. One of the contestants from What's Your Karma, that's my action-reaction game show played by people the moment they leave their body. One of those contestants from last week's show is standing by right at this moment in the womb of a woman he'll never meet, because that's his karma. Dr. William Kilmore, formerly an abortionist, now he's destined to get the inside scoop on the whole ordeal. But before we meet him, let's first introduce you to his mother and father, who have just completed a romantic interlude. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. and Mrs. Charlene Baxter.
Afford any more kids, Charlene.
Oh, George, you're sick.
I'm not the one who gets sick. You do, remember?
Don Yamaraj was right. I'm in the womb of some woman named Charlene now. I must somehow communicate with her.
Warning, gas approaching.
Oh, Ma, take it easy on the chilies!
Oh, these are terrible, George. I feel sick. You know what? I could even be pregnant.
I warned you to take those pills on time.
Do you think I want the damn thing?
Gas entering womb enclosure. Red alert. Red alert.
An Oscar Mayer wiener than eat one of these. These are terrible, George.
Well, then throw it in the garbage. Now, we're late for the doctor already. Let's get going.
Everywhere there's lots of piggies living piggy lives. You can see them out for dinner with their piggy wives. Clutching forks and knives to eat the bacon.
Nurse, can you turn that down, please?
I'll just change it, sir. The doctor will see your wife in just a moment.
Modern science has determined that life does not begin in the womb for at least 6 weeks.
This interview was recorded just days before Dr. William Kilmore met his untimely death in a car collision. In other news, the bowels of Berkeley marched today on Washington, D.C. And here for that live report...
It's not true. They just say that so they can make money off of the abortions. There is life in the womb. I'm down here. If only I could tell someone.
Well, hello, Mrs. Baxter. What seems to be the problem today?
I have an unplanned pregnancy.
Ah, and do you wish to terminate?
Is that what they call it?
Yes.
It's murder. Oh, Mother, please don't terminate me. I'll go to medical school. I'll make a lot of money. I'll take care of you when you're old.
Could I have something for my nerves, Doctor?
How about a drink?
Warning, poisonous substances approaching.
It smells like alcohol. Oh, no! Oh!
Just lay down here, Mrs. Baxter. Don't worry, you won't feel a thing.
Yes, but I will.
Warning, foreign objects intruding. Stand by to vacate.
No. No!
Vacate. Abort. Welcome to the entrance to womb number 2. You have 4,998 more to experience. Follow the fallopian tube down to the uterus.
Charlene, will you stop that crying?
George, tell me the truth. Is this what you wanted?
And is this what you wanted? To live in a house that is haunted by the ghost of you and me? And is this what you wanted? To live in a house that is haunted by the ghost of you and me? I mean, is this what you wanted? To live in a house that is haunted by the ghost of you and me?
Hey, we're not like those other guys. You'll be glad to know what goes into every Wendy's hamburger. It's got dead flesh. That's right, animals that have had their throats slit while they scream. And we've pumped them full of chemicals to get that extra weight on, because we know there are lots of you out there that want to taste these delicious little treats of dead chunks of skin and bones mixed with gristle, snarl, guts, and everything that the people from the kill floor can possibly shove into the trucks to take them down to Wendy's, because we want to make as much profit on your desire to taste a little bit of blood as possible. So why not drop down as soon as you can? We have a salad bar here to make it look like we care about your health. Drop in today and find out what it really tastes like to eat dead bodies. Wendy's, where the wind of death blows all day long.
All aboard for reality tours.
Geez, I've never taken this one before, Troy. It looks like it's going to be lots of fun.
But there's a lot of people going in there, Madge. Do you think we'll get a seat?
I don't know. Let's just try.
Hurry up, folks. Come on, hop in. Reality Tours is now leaving.
Reality Tours, leaving on gate number 3. All aboard, please.
Driver, why do they call it Reality Tours?
Because we look at reality, ma'am.
Okay, well, I guess we'll find some real nice spots out there, Madge, huh? What do you think?
I just hope we meet some real stars.
All right, folks. This is our first stop. It's a cancer ward at the Holy Mercy Hospital. Come on, right in.
Cancer ward? Is he kidding?
I don't know, honey. Maybe there are some sick celebrities here.
Okay, let's go try it out.
Okay, here you go, folks. These guys are just about ready to die at any minute. And you see that man over there with the hole in his throat?
Mm-hmm.
He's about to kick off at any second.
My God, this is disgusting. Let's get out of here, Troy.
I thought we were going to see some stars or something in here.
Well, I certainly hope the rest of the tour is not going to be like this.
he said all
time. Okay, people, back in the bus.
He looks like he's dying.
Okay, here we are at the retarded children's farm.
Oh, God, look at that. Troy, they're coming right up to the bus.
Oh, God, I've never seen anything like this before. I can't even stand looking. Oh, it's so gross.
Driver, is the rest of the tour going to be like this?
Well, what did you expect on reality tour?
Well, we didn't want to see things like this. We wanted to see nice sights.
Listen, lady, you want to see reality or not?
Well, yes, but...
Well, then shut up and keep with the rest of the tour.
Honey, I don't think we have any choice at all except to continue with this fellow.
All right, Troy.
Okay, people, here we are at the city morgue.
The city morgue? You've got to be out of your mind. This is going too far.
Hey, listen. Are you trying to cause trouble for the other customers? This is reality for some people.
Well, no, we don't want to cause trouble.
Well, then just be quiet. Here you go, folks. Right this way. Now look at this guy. He just got bumped off last night. See that bullet hole in his head? There was a liquor store robbery. And this guy over here, the one that's all puffed up and green, he just OD'd on heroin a few hours ago.
Oh, God, I can't take this.
Madge, I just can't take it anymore.
Okay, everybody, back on the bus. Next stop is San Quentin, Death Row.
If this is reality, I want out.
Honey, if this is reality, I'd rather live in a grand illusion.
Right this way to the grand illusion.
Madge, look, it's a grand illusion parade.
Oh, Troy, there's all kinds of clowns and musicians and that big band on that flatbed truck. Let's follow them. It's much better than this reality tours.
Right this way to the grand illusion. Step right up!
With equal vision, the learned holy man, the elephant, the dog eater and the outcast, truly sees things as they are. Seeing otherwise is only illusion.
Bringing you a manifesto of consciousness, this is Radio Ram.
If you would like to understand more about the themes presented in our show, write for your free booklet to Radio ROM, Box 206, Visalia, California.
You are listening to the sounds of the Santur, a multi-stringed instrument tapped with tiny hammers used in Indian music to evoke a mood of peace. The word santur finds its origin in the ancient Sanskrit language from the word santa, which means peace or saint. Every year at Christmas, we hear this word, santa. But more often than not, the word is connected to a chaotic frenzy of impulse buying, conceived and manipulated by greedy corporate psychologists. This year, why not put the peace back into Santa? We are living graves of murdered beasts, slaughtered to satisfy our appetites. We never pause to wonder at our feasts, if animals, like men, could possibly have rights. We pray on Sunday that we may have light to guide our footsteps on the paths we tread. We are sick of war. We do not want to fight, yet we gorge ourselves upon the dead. Like carrion crows, we live and feed on meat. In this way, we treat defenseless animals for sport or gain. How can we hope in this world to attain the peace we say we are so anxious for? We pray for it to God over the piles of the newly slain. And so cruelty begets her offspring, war.
Extra, extra, read all about it. World death rate, 100%.
Give me one of those papers. What is this?
Everybody dies, mister.
So that's news?
To some people.
Death rate 100%. Write today for your copy of Coming Back, the book that tells you nobody dies. For your copy of Coming Back, write to Box 206, Visalia, California, 93278. Howdy, folks. Say, listen, did you know that the developer of the atomic bomb, Professor J. Oppenheimer, was as much a whiz at India's classical Sanskrit language as he was at mathematical equations? He even quoted from India's famous Bhagavad Gita when he saw that mushroom cloud erupt over the horizon. He said, "Time I am, destroyer of all these worlds, and I've come to engage all people." Makes you wonder, doesn't it?
Some people say life's like a merry-go-round. I think it's more like a Ferris wheel. 'Cause sometimes you're up, sometimes you're down, sometimes you just don't know what to feel. And just when
you can't stop the hands of time or karma, but you can change it by learning how to listen for transcendental sound here on Radio ROM.
And yes, ladies and gentlemen, this has got to be one of the most spectacular moments in U.S. history. The astronauts are bringing the flag out. Yes, there it is. We can see it now. And he is placing the flag on the surface of the moon. What a beautiful sight that is, Wally.
That's right, Dave. That is absolutely fantastic. The flag is now being placed into the surface of the moon, and it looks like they're going to unfurl the flag. It looks, Dave, right now we're going to go. We're going to take this short break, and our local stations will be able to put their ID on while we see the flag here on the surface of the moon. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be right back. Okay, John? Yeah. When you unfurl the flag, we're going to hit our slow motion, and we want you to jump off backwards. We're going to hit our slow motion effect. It'll make it look like the gravity's taking its effect. Okay? Okay? Very good. And tell the other fellow to wave to everyone. Make him, you know, yeah. Number two, make sure you wave like you're coming from millions of miles away. And fellows, can you watch those studio lights? Yeah, the people on lighting. You're getting the lights in the visor of the astronaut. It looks fake. Okay. Make sure you got that taken care of, okay? Okay, now we're coming back on the air. Stand by.
5, 4, 3, 2, cue them. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, this is another great moment for mankind.
The science of meditation and mantras has puzzled and intrigued mankind for centuries. Techniques used in almost every religious tradition are still being practiced today by millions. Mantra yoga is a means of centering one's consciousness on sound vibrations. Mantras are never for sale, and they are usually commonly known, not secret. As a service for our listeners, Radio ROM now presents Audio Medicine, a weekly feature to help you transcend. This week, a mantra from the Bhagavad Purana, entitled Invocation. Radio ROM now presents Audio Medicine.
Hi, you must be,
Pete.
Hi, Pete. My name is Irma. Can we get started on your makeup now?
Sure, I guess so.
Just a little pancake and highlight on your eyes. Otherwise, the lights make you look like a ghost.
I still can't understand why they want me to do this, eh?
Oh, the director always tries to get real-life people. He doesn't like to use actors because he feels they aren't convincing enough.
Are you the butcher?
Yeah, I guess so.
He's got a good look. What do you think, Irma?
Don't talk to him while I'm doing him up, for God's sake. Something strange here.
Are we ready for him now, Irma?
I just got started. Will you give me a minute?
Hurry it up. Let's spray the meat now so we can set the color levels, and then we'll need you, Pete.
Oh, spray the meat. What's that all about?
They put liquid coloring on the meat to make it look better under the lights. You know, to make it appear as if blood is ready to ooze out. Sick, huh?
Huh?
I guess that doesn't bother you, but I'm a vegetarian.
You're a vegetarian, huh?
Yeah, and I can't stand the sight of it. Gee, there's something strange about your face. I can't believe it.
Well, what's going on with the, Oh, my God, it's a cow. What is this, some kind of a joke, Irma? We got a tight schedule to follow on this thing here.
He looks like my father's brown jersey. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. I'm changing into a cow.
Find out the truth behind the meat conspiracy. Listen to Radio ROM for The Butcher's Nightmare, coming soon.
And so, gentlemen, it is likely that this breakthrough in understanding the DNA code will allow us to place the destiny of planet Earth finally where it belongs, in the hands of our scientific community. Can we get some photos of you by the microscope, Professor?
Do you think there will be able to create life soon,
Do
Professor?
Do you believe in reincarnation,
Well, we practically already have.
Professor, there's a call for you on the telephone.
Can't you see that I'm busy?
It's your wife, sir. She says it's extremely urgent. You can take it right here if you wish.
Very well. Hello? Oh, dear, I have some extremely bad news for you. Listen, can you have Jemima prepare a snack? Some reporters are coming over.
Oh, honey, I don't know how to tell you. Our daughter was run over by a truck. She's dead.
How fast was the truck going?
I don't know. 30 miles per hour. Oh, dear.
So, at a impact rate of 30R plus T squared time... what time did this happen?
About an hour ago. Oh, honey.
Now, don't be upset. Our daughter was simply temporary interaction of RNA and DNA passing through a quasi-algorithm of cellular dynamics. Just chemicals. Did they clean the mess up? I want to bring some reporters over.
How can you talk like this? It's our only child. Is there a chemical to bring her back to?
Never mind. I'll take them over to Pierre's. You just lie down and take some Valium.
But, honey, how can you talk like this? It's your only daughter.
Excuse me, gentlemen. Where was I? Oh, yes. Finally, we can place the destiny of our planet where it belongs, in the hands of science.
So busy making progress, we forget to wonder why life started in the first place, and why we're born and die. Scholars seek solutions in the rubble of the past, poking ancient mummies to find out how to last. That we're told will save the day, but we still get old and perish. Why we cannot say. For man can make inventions, but he can't invent the truth, and all his vain pretensions won't restore his youth. busy making progress, we forget to wonder why life started in the first place, and why we're born and die.
William Benedict and the League of Devotees would like to thank our listeners for joining us on Radio ROM.